Test 3, Part 1, Extract 2. You will hear two teachers discussing when children should start using computers at school. Now, look at questions 3 and 4.
Many researchers do not recommend that children under 3 years old use computers. Computers simply do not match their learning style. Children younger than three learn through their bodies, their eyes, ears, mouths, hands and legs. Although they may return over and over again to an activity, they are full of movement, changing focus frequently. Computers are not a good choice for the developmental skills these children are learning to master: crawling, walking, talking and making friends.
Unfortunately, computers are used all too often in ways that are developmentally inappropriate. Schools are increasing their access to new technologies. Most teachers use these technologies in traditional ways, including drills in basic skills and instructional games.
Computers have an impact on children when the computer provides concrete experiences. Children have free access and control the learning experience. Children and teachers learn together. Teachers encourage peer tutoring, and teachers use computers to teach powerful ideas. Children aged 3 and 4 are ready to explore computers, and most early childhood educators see the computer centre as a valuable activity centre for learning. Timing is crucial.
Children need plenty of time to experiment and explore. Young children are comfortable clicking various options to see what's going to happen next. Teachers may want to intervene when children appear frustrated or when nothing seems to be happening. Frequently, just a quick word or two, even from across the room, reminds children what they need to do next to reach their desired goal. Providing children with minimal help teaches them that they can operate the computer successfully. In addition, by observing what children are doing, the teacher can ask probing questions or propose problems to enhance and expand children's computer experiences.
As children enter the primary school, it's important that they continue to have access to a computer centre with a library of appropriate software. Children need opportunities to make choices about some of their computer experiences. In addition, primary teachers will want to use the computer for more directed activities that match their learning objectives. For example, to enhance language skills, children can compose a letter to a friend or relative using the right software. Through exploring computer experiences, these children build memory skills, learn how to seek out information, use knowledge until they have a clear understanding from multiple sources, and integrate their knowledge of how each ecosystem functions. In the process, they learn to delegate responsibility, interact with others, solve problems, and cooperate to reach a goal.
I read that 3 and 4 year old children who use computers with supporting activities that reinforce the major objectives of the program have significantly greater developmental gains if compared to children without computer experiences in similar classroom gains in intelligence, nonverbal skills, structural knowledge, long-term memory, manual dexterity, verbal skills, problem-solving, abstraction, and conceptual skills.
Many researchers do not recommend that children under 3 years old use computers. Computers simply do not match their learning style. Children younger than three learn through their bodies, their eyes, ears, mouths, hands and legs. Although they may return over and over again to an activity, they are full of movement, changing focus frequently. Computers are not a good choice for the developmental skills these children are learning to master: crawling, walking, talking and making friends.
Unfortunately, computers are used all too often in ways that are developmentally inappropriate. schools are increasing their access to new technologies. Most teachers use these technologies in traditional ways, including drills in basic skills and instructional games.
Computers have an impact on children when the computer provides concrete experiences. Children have free access and control the learning experience. Children and teachers learn together. Teachers encourage peer tutoring, and teachers use computers to teach powerful ideas. Children aged 3 and 4 are ready to explore computers, and most early childhood educators see the computer centre as a valuable activity centre for learning. Timing is crucial.
Children need plenty of time to experiment and explore. Young children are comfortable clicking various options to see what's going to happen next. Teachers may want to intervene when children appear frustrated or when nothing seems to be happening. Frequently, just a quick word or two, even from across the room, reminds children what they need to do next to reach their desired goal. Providing children with minimal help teaches them that they can operate the computer successfully. In addition, by observing what children are doing, the teacher can ask probing questions or propose problems to enhance and expand children's computer experiences.
As children enter the primary school, it's important that they continue to have access to a computer centre with a library of appropriate software. Children need opportunities to make choices about some of their computer experiences. In addition, primary teachers will want to use the computer for more directed activities that match their learning objectives. For example, to enhance language skills, children can compose a letter to a friend or relative using the right software. Through exploring computer experiences, these children build memory skills, learn how to seek out information, use knowledge until they have a clear understanding from multiple sources, and integrate their knowledge of how each ecosystem functions. In the process, they learn to delegate responsibility, interact with others, solve problems, and cooperate to reach a goal.
I read that 3 and 4-year-old children who use computers with supporting activities that reinforce the major objectives of the programme have significantly greater developmental gains if compared to children without computer experiences in similar classroom gains in intelligence, nonverbal skills, structural knowledge, long-term memory, manual dexterity, verbal skills, problem-solving, abstraction and conceptual skills.